There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Second Chance Romance, where the three of us go looking penub in all the wrong places. That's right. Holly, who are we starting with today?
We're starting with Roger today.
All right.
Hi, Roger.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hey, thanks for your help with this. My sister is a big fan of you and told me to contact you.
Oh. Cool. Well, no, thank you. I mean, look, we've had a lot of hang-ups recently, so we just appreciate you actually picking up your damn phone, so thanks.
thank you.
Yeah. Roger, go ahead and tell us your story, if you would, please.
Sure, yeah. I met Crystal online, and we hit it off right away. I immediately stopped talking to anyone else that I was messaging with and really wanted to meet her in person. And she is gorgeous, and in person even more stunning. And not only that, she's smart, she's funny, and we just had a fantastic date.
Nice.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. What else? Because obviously it was a fantastic date, but something happened. So how did it end?
Well, it went well. After dinner, I walked her to her car. She asked if I wanted to come over to her place and have a drink. Her roommate wasn't going to be there, so of course I wanted to do that. We had wine. Yeah. Had some wine, started making out a little bit, and then she needed to go to the bathroom. She came out later, and she told me that her roommate was on her way back and asked me to leave, which I thought was kind of weird.
Oh.
And then she left and said I'd call her for another date, and she hasn't responded to any of my calls or texts or anything.
Oh, okay. That was one hell of a bathroom trip.
Weird.
Yeah. Anything? Now, I know Holly always reminds you before we do this. Anything weird about any part of the date? Is there anything, and forgive me, but is there anything odd of, you know, out of the ordinary about you? You know, do you have a third ear? Do you kiss loudly? You know, do you make noises? Mm-hmm.
Did you drink too much wine?
No.
Yeah. Anything like that?
No, not at all. I'm a normal guy. I mean, we had a great time. A lot of laughing, and it went really well. It just abruptly ended.
Weird.
Okay. Lex, anything?
Wow. Yeah. So really nothing with the makeout session. She didn't say anything about her roommate. Huh.
Nothing.
I mean, she said, well, her roommate was going to come back, she said her roommate had boyfriend issues, but she also said her roommate wasn't going to be there. So that's why I went over in the first place. But
yeah,
no, nothing with the makeout session either. I'm a good kisser.
Attaboy. Confidence. Yeah. Okay, well, Roger, we're going to put you on hold, and she's on the other line. She can't hear anything. She only agreed because she just knows we're asking about a date. She doesn't specifically know that it's about you. So, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and you'll hear everything. So,
There seems to be something missing. Because it seems like she was in that bathroom a long time.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting in that apartment going, what in the hell? Is she fitting to kill me?
Maybe she had some stomach issues.
Yeah. Maybe she needed to go to Walgreens.
Yeah.
That's code those, for bathroom issues. Yeah.
Those little thin mints or chips that you eat, Holly.
Something.
The what? Metamucil chips. Maybe she needs some of those.
Metamucil fiber thins.
Yeah, maybe she needs some
cookies.
Of those.
Girl, get yourself a 2-pack.
Yeah.
Life hack.
Again, you're listening to you laughing and leaking in the morning, remember? Yeah.
Oh,
The end days portion of our show's history. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Holly, go ahead and put Crystal
let's
up
see
here.
This. Yeah. Okay.
Crystal, you there?
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, hi. You're live on. You're live on the air. This is Jason and Alexis and Holly. Thank you. First, let me just say thanks for doing this, Crystal. We appreciate it. We know this is odd and a busy time of day. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I mean, you're welcome.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little weird, but.
Yeah, believe me. Sure. Believe me. Yeah. We're forced to do this. Crystal, you know that Holly told you we're here to talk about a date of yours. The date we were asking about is Roger. Do you remember going out with Roger?
I remember that.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It is our understanding. I'll go a little deeper here. It is our understanding that there wasn't a second date or. Yeah, I'll just keep it simple.
You're not getting back to him.
You're not getting back to him. Was there a reason? Is there a reason?
Yeah, I blocked him because he creeped me out. He basically went through all my stuff.
What?
What?
Yeah. I'm telling you, listen. Okay. First, we really had a really good date. And we met online. I thought he was cool. I was like, hey, yeah, let's get together. I actually really liked him. I felt like we had a lot of stuff in common. But after I invited him into my house, into my sacred place, the whole thing for me was that my roommate was out, and I was like, well, shoot, why not? I mean, this is a good night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So what happened?
I'm sorry. So anyway, so we started kissing, all of that. I decided that, I'm going to pour some wine. He went to my restroom. It was all good. I'm pouring the wine, getting the glasses, making it kind of, romantic in a way.
Yeah.
And after he came out, I was like, well, let me go grab the candles that are in my bathtub area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go to my bathroom, and I was like, hold up. All my stuff was all in a disarray. Like, he went through my medicine cabinet. He went through my drawers.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like,
ew.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying ew. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't have anything to hide. It's not like I'm doing anything crazy or anything, but that it just kind of freaked me out that he's going through my stuff. And if he's going through that, what else is he going to do in the relationship? You know what I mean? There's something there, some type of insecurity thing that I was like, no.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, I think for once, I think you actually want answers too.
yeah.
So I actually am not scared to tell you, Crystal, we actually have Roger. I mean, you've probably have figured that out. That's how we got your number.
Yeah.
Roger is actually on the other line, and I can't win from us. Holly, go ahead and put Roger up, please. Roger, you're now on. You just heard what Crystal said. What say you? Well, first, say hi to Crystal.
Hello, Crystal.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I don't see what the big deal is. I'm sorry you noticed, but I mean, I do that to every bathroom I go in. You know, I like to see what's in there.
Oh, yeah, no. That's... I just want you to know that I was able to kind of see what was going on and what you did. I mean, you didn't even put things back the way that you found them. I mean, that's just strange and creepy.
Well, I mean, first of all, I helped you organize. Also, if it makes you feel better, I didn't find any red flags in there.
Of course you didn't. I'm good on this whole situation, you guys.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
That is really creepy.
Crystal, then I won't even bother asking you because our boss, we have gift cards. If you wanted to try again, we would pay for it. But I'm thinking I'm going to mark you down as a no on this one.
Ugh.
Oh, absolutely.
Oof. Okay. I love you, though. I'm loving this. Crystal.
But at least I can tell you guys kind of feel the same way. That's for the fact that he said that he does that with everybody, that's just unacceptable.
It's not a big deal. If you have nothing to hide, what's the problem?
Well, I think we all got answers. I think we're all good. You know what? We're good. Roger's good. Roger got answers, right, Roger? Crystal got answers.
Yeah.
We got 15 minutes. You know what I mean? So we're good. Roger, Crystal, thank you guys. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, wow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.